following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, everyone? This is End Time Headlines. It is Monday, August the 14th, and we want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. Listen, if you're new, this is your first time joining us, let us know in the comment section below that you are new, where you guys are joining us from. If you're outside the United States, we'd love to hear from you, or even in the States, whatever. Let us know what state and where you're located at in the comment section below. Before we get started, we do have a free app. I would love for you guys to download it. It's available on Apple and Android devices. You can get it today by going to your Play Store, whatever that looks like for you. Type it in, End Time Headlines, download the free app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go. You're going to be ready and be notified of every headline and every podcast when it is readily available. And of course, don't forget to hit that like button, that share button, that bell notification right there so you can push our content out on the algorithms on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook Live, and all these platforms. So today I want to talk about how people will be lined up begging for the mark of the beast. I've been saying this for years. I've been telling people that this is not just going to be a system that'll be forced on individuals in the tribulation, but it will be gladly and widely embraced and accepted, and it will be sought after and desired. So I'm going to show you some proof of that today, that we're heading right into that. Before we get started, Revelation 13, obviously Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 17 is going to be our foundational scripture. It talks here about the false prophet that will cause all, both small, great, rich, poor, free, and slave, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man may be able to buy or sell except one who has the mark of the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So again, it's no secret to those who understand Bible prophecy that there is a system that is coming. It's in the future, and it will require every citizen on earth to take this type of system, whatever this looks like, that will require implanting or putting something in the right hand or in the forehead, and enabling that individual to be able to buy, sell, or trade. Now, there was a time when this was only really discussed among biblical circles, among prophetic circles, but now we're seeing more and more mainstream discussing this. For example, even on a recent Joe Rogan podcast, which Joe Rogan had a special guest, Duncan Trussell, on, and they discussed this very topic that we're talking about. Check this out.
How long before we're a cashless society?
Hopefully forever, dude. It is so scary to imagine losing the privacy, losing it all completely, because every transaction is in the public eye or observable. You won't be able to trade. You won't be able to do anything unless you have the mark.
We should read it, because I think you're onto something.
We're opening up the book of Revelation. If you remove the ability to trade currency in a private way, you are now controlled. You are now monitored.
It also causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
So here we have the Joe Rogan podcast reading from the book of Revelation chapter 13, speaking about the dangers of a system that will be implemented in the tribulation. That Christians have been warning about this. Evangelicals have been warning about this. Episcopalians have been warning about this. Even the Catholics have been warning about this. Anyone who has understanding of the Bible has been warning about this for over 2,000 years. And again, I want to express this, that because I know there'll be arguments about this and say, well, they've been saying this for 2,000 years. Guys, again, the technology was not around and it wasn't available when this Bible was written. In 95 AD, when John the Revelator wrote this and coined this about this future event, the technology was not even around then to be able to to bring that to pass. So again, that, it just, that holds no water. The fact that, and then there's arguments, and I'm going to get into this about it was, this was implemented under Nero, and all the preterists start talking about that. We're, listen, I'm going to put together a message on exposing preterism, and it'll fall apart when you expose it. That whole doctrine is ridiculous, to teach that everything that in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13 was all fulfilled in 95 AD. It just holds no water. So no, Nero was not the Antichrist, and this, the Mark of the Beast was not implemented, in the time of Nero. This is a future event. It has not happened yet. We're not in the tribulation yet. And, but the conditioning of society to accept, embrace, and desire such a system of buying, selling, and trading with the convenience and the use of their hand and their forehead is now. It's present. We're seeing it in front of us. I want to read this to you. Amazon's palm scanning payment technology is coming to all 500 plus Whole Foods. Now, many of you are going to listen to this or watch this program and be like, well, this is not really new. We've known about this. Again, this is an update. This was published on July the 20th, 2023 by TechCrunch. And they're saying now that they're this has been such a success that they're rolling this thing out to over 500 different facilities of Whole Foods. And as you can see here in front of you, here's a picture of a man using his right hand to scan to make the payment for his purchase. Amazon's palm scanning payment technology, known as Amazon One, is prepared to make a significant expansion. Why are they making a significant expansion across the U.S.? Because this thing is being embraced. It's desired. The U.S. retailer announced this morning the payment tech will come to all 500 plus Amazon-owned Whole Foods Market stores nationwide by the end of this year. The biometric payment system works by having the customer hover their palm of their hand over a reader device. The device then identifies the individual's unique palm signature, which is then associated with the customer's payment card on file in order to charge them for their purchases. Now, remember the whistleblower we talked about? This was last week. We talked about this on a program. Or what? I'm sorry, not last week, but 2 weeks ago, we talked about a whistleblower who, in an interview, he said that they are preparing a digital currency program that will be used by an implantable chip. And in that chip that will be implanted in your hand, it will contain your financial information, your bank account, and everything. Why? Because it will enable you to make payments such as this. Listen, all these big tech companies know where this is going. They know what they want and where they're desiring to take humanity. Now, whether or not they have an understanding of prophetic events like Revelation 13, I don't know. That's up for debate. But I'm just saying, listen, don't miss it. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit of Antichrist, is orchestrating all this to condition society to wholeheartedly embrace and welcome his system that is coming. Since the technology's launch of Amazon One in 2020, it has been established at more than 400 locations across the U.S. Listen, I've not seen this where I'm at, but hit us up in the comments below. You guys that are watching by Facebook Live, Rumble, YouTube, do you see this? Are you seeing this where you're at? Let me know. It has reached a milestone of over 3 million uses. Let me say that again. Over 3 million people have used this technology. Remember, these are the same lemmings that will be lined up like those people that are all lined up for that one coin or that new system where they've all lined up to have their retina scanned with the orb.
Thousands of people around the world are lining up to have their eyeballs scanned with the promise of free money. Yes, this video is from overnight. And we'll get back to this video in a second, because look at all these people waiting to get their eyeballs scanned so they can get some free money. Earlier this week, we asked you if you would let the government implant you with a microchip in your hand. In return, they would give you $2,000 a month in universal basic income. Most of you said, no way in hell. Absolutely not doing that. No way. But I argued that for every one person that says no, there are going to be five more that line up that say yes. Please inject me with a microchip so I can get $2,000 a month in universal basic income. I don't care if you track everything that I do. And this is how they will control us, of course. They'll know your movements, your buying habits. They'll limit what you buy, what you're able to buy, everything. They'll know everything about you. We don't have to imagine it. In fact, it's already happening. And here it is. Look no further than WorldCoin. Look what happened this week with the rollout of WorldCoin. It's a cryptocurrency that promises a universal basic income. The only thing you have to do is give up your eyeball, your biometrics. Go to a scanning location near you, get your iris scanned. Basically, give iris data to an AI supercomputer. It's basically what this is. Here's what the orb scanner looks like. You can probably, how many of you in the chat have actually seen these things? You probably have seen them at supermarkets. You may have seen them at shopping centers. They're like an orb with a sign that says WorldCoin. You're like, what the heck is this?
Yes, because I've seen Flight of the Navigators.
Yeah. Stare into this thing. Let me put my eyeballs up to it. Scan the app. And then I'm going to get some free money. So just so you don't think I'm putting words in their mouth, here's how WorldCoin describes themselves on their own website. And I'll read it verbatim. Introducing WorldCoin. More than 3 years ago, we founded WorldCoin with the ambition of creating a new identity and financial network owned by everyone. The rollout begins today. If successful, we believe WorldCoin could drastically increase economic opportunity, scale a reliable solution for distinguishing humans from AI online while preserving privacy, enable global democratic processes, and eventually show a potential path to AI-funded universal basic income. WorldCoin consists of a privacy-preserving digital identity, World ID, where laws allow for it. A digital currency, which is WLD, their coin, received simply for being human. Just for being a human being, you'll get some money, basically. We hope that where the rules are less clear, such as in the United States, steps will be taken so more people can benefit from both. Okay. End quote. So you show up at one of these orbs, that's what they call them, scan your iris, and receive WLD coins. That's what you get. There's the orb. See, look at all these orbs. And you just, and this is their video, by the way, that we're showing. This is not me. This is like their promotional video here that you can see.
This is the same group. I'm telling you, people will run to the mark of the beast. These locations have included Amazon's own retail stores, including its Amazon Go convenience stores, as well as various sports stadiums, entertainment venues, and travel retailers like Hudson, Cruise, and OHM at several U.S. airports. And even Panera Bread has jumped on board with this. So this is not just Amazon, guys. We're seeing more restaurants. We're seeing travel retailers, entertainment venues, sports stadiums. All of these are jumping on board with this technology. Stadiums using the tech include Bridgestone Arena, Climate Pledge Arena, Globe Life Field, Lumen Field, T-Mobile Center, T-Mobile Park, NASCAR Raceway, and Texas A&M's Kyle Field, along with entertainment venue Hollywood Casino at Greektown in Detroit and others. Amazon One is available at over 200 Whole Food markets in the U.S. Here's all the states you can expect this to roll out to. Ready? Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. And it will now expand nationwide by the end of this year. According to this report, Whole Foods shoppers will not need to have their wallet or even their phone in order to make a purchase. All they need to do is just use their palm to pay. And Prime subscribers, if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, if you link your Amazon One profile with your Amazon account, will automatically have savings applied as a membership perk. So here's your, again, the bait luring you in. Oh, well, that sounds great. Where do I sign up for it? Look at this. I'm going to pull this up on the screen. Recently, Amazon announced the reader would also be able to verify customers' ages, allowing customers to use the device to purchase adult beverages like beer at a sports event just by hovering their palm over the reader. Coors Field was the initial adopter of this version of the system, Amazon said in May. It is not clear if this part of the system will also work at Whole Foods or if customers will need to show their ID to store staff, as it is common with most other self-checkouts. Again, here's a picture of it. So see how they're tweaking this technology to be able to be so convenient. In fact, let's just talk about how convenient it will be. To use the system, customers can pre-enroll via the web using their credit or debit card, Amazon account and mobile number in about a minute's time. Amazon has partnerships with American Express, all the major U.S. All the major U.S. credit card industries and other major U.S. banks. Now, what a shock that all the banks would be on board with this. The same ones that are all on board with ESG. All that's going to play in a row in this. Customers then will complete their enrollment process. The first time they scan their palm over the Amazon One device when visiting a participating Whole Foods location, they can also choose to register at an Amazon One device in the store if they prefer. Quote, "We are always looking for new ways to delight our customers and improve the shopping experience." Now, this is exactly what you're about to see in this video I'm about to show you. This has gone viral. It's all over social media. But here is one of these individuals that are going to run. I'm telling you, they will run to the mark of the beast because it's so convenient and it's so easy and it's so cool. Ready? Let's watch this.
Ever.
And I quote, "That is the coolest thing ever." All right, here's another video of this.
You can pay for things here with your palm.
With your hand.
With your hand.
In the future.
Oh my God.
That's so sick. We're done shopping and you just scan?
Yeah.
That's paying?
Yeah, and then you
buy. I don't know how it knows what we bought.
I feel like we stole
the power of the palm.
Wow, guys. Again, wow. The power of the palm. This is so cool. This is amazing. They're enamored. I'm telling you, this is the conditioning for the coming mark of the beast. And look at this. Amazon's betting on this. Here's an article from supermarketnews.com. Amazon is betting on this payment system. They are all in investing in it. And I found this interesting when I scroll down here and read this. I want to highlight something here. Look at this. Palm Pay, way or no way. Amazon announced recently that its palm recognition biometric authentication service, Amazon One, again, and I'm kind of rehashing a little bit of this, will roll out in 500 Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh locations across the U.S. by the end of the year. But watch this. But perhaps the bigger question is, will shoppers use it? Quote, according to this op-ed from Forbes contributor David G.W. Birch, the people want convenience. What did I tell you? Convenience and security. This is what's going to sell this stuff. And if services like Amazon One can bring the convenience factor, then we're likely to see them start to catch on in mass. Birch went on to point out to travel as leading the way in consumers' preference for biometrics. A recent survey showed that 3/4 of passengers want to use biometrics instead of a passport and boarding pass. And of the third who have already used it, 9 out of 10 were happy with the results. I want to go back to this. Influencer thrilled to use RFID implant to pay for groceries at a Whole Foods. That's the coolest thing ever. A woman who goes by Chip Girl, we've talked about her before on this program. Even Dr. Phil, I believe, had her on one of his segments that we shared as well. She recently shared a video of herself. That was the video we showed a while ago, allegedly purchasing groceries using a chip implanted. So this is not even a, this ain't a scan your palm thing. This is an implantable chip in her hand. So she's already a step ahead of the game. She's already one step ahead of Amazon one. Burgundy Waller has amassed a TikTok following of 4.8 million followers. 4.8 million followers have been influenced by this woman because they're awed and awed and enamored by her convenience of her chip put in her hand that she can buy, sell, and trade in the name of convenience and safety. She frequently posts about having a radio frequency identification chip implanted in her hand, and she had the implant put in between her thumb and index finger, according to Unilad. She goes by the name Chip Girl, who reportedly first got the chip installed as a replacement for having to use her keys in her front door and household cupboards. Again, does that not follow under convenience? I mean, it's so inconvenient to have to go and find your keys and unlock your doors. So let's just get chipped up and have the convenience to have it all right there in my hand. According to the Blaze Network, a new firmware update allegedly allowed the woman to pay for groceries using her right hand for the first time. Now stop. You know what's scary about that? Obviously, these grocery chains were on board with this, or they're in compliance to this, because that was part of the firmware update on it. So again, guys, you better open your eyes and wake up. If you think, well, I shop at the Food Lion, or I shop at Winn-Dixie, or I shop at Publix, or I shop at Kroger, and that'll never come here. Every one of these stores are going to jump on board with this. Every one of them. Now, these chips have been used for security protocols, have long been in use in countries like Sweden. They've all jumped on board with this all the way back in 2015.
Microchips implanted in human bodies could transform the way we tackle many everyday tasks. Some workers in Sweden are already developing and volunteering to have chips injected into their hands. The technology can make some tasks easier and reduce the amount of personal items employees need to carry. John Blackstone looks at the controversial trend and how it could put your privacy at risk.
In a Stockholm business complex, employees gain access not with key cards, but with a wave of a hand.
This is something that you can use just like a key badge. And
at a recent tech conference, Hannes Sjöblad explained how a microchip implanted in his hand makes his life easier. It replaces all the keys and cards that used to clutter his pockets.
I use this many times a day, for example, to unlock my smartphone, to open the door to my office.
Sjöblad calls himself a biohacker.
We biohackers, we think that the human body is a good start, but there is certainly room for improvement.
The first step in that improvement is getting a microchip about the size of a grain of rice slipped under the skin. Suddenly, the touch of a hand is enough to tell the office printer, this is an authorized user.
It felt pretty scary, but at the same time, it felt very modern.
The microchips are radio frequency identification tags, the same technology widely used in things like key cards. The chips have been implanted in animals for years to help identify lost pets. Now the technology is moving to humans. A tech startup called Dangerous Things has sold tens of thousands of implant kits for humans, some to tech companies in Europe. Sjöblad even organizes implant parties where people can bond over getting chipped together.
I love gadgets, and now I kind of feel like I'm a gadget myself.
Even a car door can be tweaked to open with a touch, but each touch leaves a digital footprint. And that can compromise privacy.
It also seems to be one thing if retailers can track me on my phone to see if they can get me to buy some socks or underwear. It's a different thing if my employer can see where I am, see what I'm doing when I'm off the job.
This is serious stuff. We're talking about a nonstop potential connection to my body. I can't turn it off. I can't put it away. It's in me. That's a big problem.
Even a dedicated biohacker has concerns.
It's very easy to hack a chip implant. So my advice is don't put your life secrets on a chip implant.
Somebody put an implant inside me. I found it this morning.
Back in 2004, the Manchurian candidate suggested a future where humans are chipped and controlled. We have been warned.
It's about educating the people and giving every person the tools, not only how to use the technology, but more importantly, when it's being used against you.
But biohackers also predict the next generation of chips will save lives by monitoring health and fitness. For now, being chipped means never having to say you're sorry you forgot your key card. For CBS This Morning, John Blackstone, San Francisco.
I'm fascinated by this. I've always thought it was the future, that it would carry your medical records, mm-hmm. that it could track your fitness, that it could that you could buy your groceries with it.
Right, like an Apple Pay or something.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical. I'm scared of becoming a cyborg. But if you guys go first, I'll join you.
One man was interviewed by BBC News, and he said, quote, "Today it's a bit messy. We need PIN codes and passwords. Wouldn't it be easy to just touch with your hand? That's really intuitive." In fact, he was so excited about this type of technology and the convenience that it offered that he was one of those lined up to get chipped. In 2018, there was an NPR report that over 4,000 Swedes had already been chipped by a company started by a body piercer. Quote, "Having different cards and tokens verifying your identity to a bunch of different systems just doesn't make any sense." This was according to the founder, Johan Osterlund. Quote, "Using a chip means that the hyper-connected surroundings that you live in every day can be streamlined. One woman even went as far as to claim that the chip basically solves her problems, as she used it to share her LinkedIn details at networking events to avoid having to spell out her name. Again, all in the name of convenience. So listen, I need you to do me a favor. Share this podcast. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Rumble. Share it on YouTube. Share it on Apple. Share it on Spotify, whatever. Share the app. And when your neighbors, your coworkers, your family members, your friends respond to you and they think you're a nut job because you're talking about this, you're exposing this stuff, you're showing them this in the Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 13, tell them where we're going. When they show you and think that you're a nut job, perhaps now this will wake them up. And listen, you know what's sad? You could talk to this, and I found this out. I can talk to people that are not believers, they're not Christians, they're unchurched, they have no relationship with Jesus at all, they've never been born again. You can talk to them about this stuff, and they will be more responsive to this than quote-unquote Christians. It's just, listen, I'm telling you, that Joe Rogan podcast we shared with you, you should see the amount of views, likes, and comments under there. But you start sharing this among Christian circles and you get so many people that is taught some of the wackiest theology out there, like preterism, and their eyes glaze over and they don't want to hear anything you've got to say. These are the scoffers that the Bible warned about that would come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" They don't want to hear anything about end times, eschatology, or Bible prophecy because they've already tagged you and labeled you as a fearmonger, an alarmist, you're speaking hyperbole, all this stuff. And so again, don't get frustrated, don't give up, don't throw in the towel, keep pressing in, keep preaching the gospel, and keep bringing forth the evidence, because time is running out and it's of the essence that we continue on the firing lines, because Jesus said in Luke 21:28, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, you better look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, right here above me, that's going to be our main website. Please book mark our site. And of course, again, download our free app available on Apple and Android devices and hit push notifications. Turn it on so you'll be notified. And listen, if you guys are blessed by our ministry, encouraged, equipped, and informed week after week after week. We want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways right here on your screen. You can give electronically through the app, or you can give through the old school methods, what we call it, or the OG method, whatever you want to call it here, through check or money order. You can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And that's going to be Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, I want to thank you for your continual prayers and your intercession for our ministry and for myself. As many of you know, I'm in a storm right now, in a battle of an infirmity with my stomach, but I know, I trust, and I believe that this too shall pass in time and through prayer. And I cannot express the gratitude of thanksgiving for everyone who's continued to pray for Brother Ricky and End Time Headlines. And again, your generous support and partnership of our ministry, because without all this, we would not be able to continue to do what we're doing on a week-to-week basis. So we're going to sign off for tonight. Again, don't forget to hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, push notifications. Listen, if by chance you've been invited to this broadcast, somebody shared this with you, and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want right where you're at, please do me a favor, wholeheartedly repent of your sins. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Romans that if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again and he raised from the dead, then you shall be saved. If you do that today and repent of your sins and ask Jesus Christ to come in your heart, wash you by his blood, your name is now in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we want to welcome you to the family. I want to encourage you, go get water baptized as soon as possible. Get plugged into a local body of believers. If you can't do that, it's not available, it's not possible where you are, we welcome you to the family here at End Time Headlines. We promise you that we'll continue to try to equip you, edify you, and bless you week after week after week. And we will not keep you in the dark on what's going on around the world. And there's some great people in these chats on YouTube, Facebook, and different platforms. A great family of believers that you can get plugged in with. So we want to welcome you to the family if that's you tonight. If you're backslid, stop playing games. Stop straddling the fence. Repent. Get back with God. Come back to the arms of the Father. Get back into the kingdom and do what God has called you to do in this hour. Because time is of the essence. So we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, with another great program. Until then, may the Lord bless you, keep you, may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.